2003 has barely begun, and already there's the sense time is flying. Just think how often in the course of a day you wonder where the time has gone, or wish time would pass more quickly, or feel you have time on your hands. On Thursdays this month, Morning Edition considers time from various perspectives. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg launches her series with a writer who says we are living faster and liking it less.
If we know the name of just one hormone, James Glick writes in his book Faster, it is adrenaline. Glick's book is subtitled The Acceleration of Just About Everything. When Faster came out in 1999, one reviewer's headline read, "We're just wild about hurry." Well, it's easy to laugh about the compressed times in which we live, and anyway, laughing's better than crying, but the frenzy so many of us feel, just trying to keep up, needs some thought and analysis, too. So, first question, James Glick, are there still just 24 hours in a day?
Is that a trick question? Yes. I can go out on a limb and say there are just 24 hours in a day. We want to do more, and so we feel that we are rushed. And we become ambivalent or even schizophrenic about it. And then we stop and take a breath and we wonder, how come I'm under so much time pressure? Why am I in such a hurry? Whatever happened to the good old days when I could just sit back in a chair at the beach with a good book for hours and hours and do nothing else? The next thing you know, a guy is running by with a cell phone at the beach, and then the next thing you know, you are that guy.
You've just put me smack on that chair. The sun is shining. I'm reading a great book, and nobody's bothering me. That's very funny.
That's the problem. We all long for that. I keep saying we, and I know, and I hope, that at least some of the people listening to us are jumping up, and they are outraged and saying, no, not me. I'm not being rushed. I'm not in a hurry. I still have a sense of balance and propriety in my life, and I have not succumbed to this time sickness that's all around us. Still, you know, when I set out to write this book, basically I thought, this is not a good thing, everything speeding up. All of this rush is bad. We know that fast food is not synonymous with good food. And so who are all of those people lining up at McDonald's and impatient in the line at Starbucks? Are they just stupid, or are they like us? Well, they are us. And I decided that I'm not superior to those people. And the important thing is to try and understand what I believe is the impulse in all of us to do things faster and then to complain about it.
Let's talk some about what we do at that increased speed.
Kind of everything. We are expert multitaskers. The very fact that we know what that word means says something about our culture, because, of course, it's a computer word, and it used to be computers that did time slicing and multitasking, and now we're all kind of good at it. That's one kind of speeding up. But another kind is just silly, and we know we're being silly. I mean, there was a book that came out while I was working on mine called 30-second bedtime stories, marketed to parents who just don't have time to read a, you know, 15-minute bedtime story to their children. Well, if we are in a hurry and we are trying to save time, surely the kind of thing that we're saving time for is the part where we just sit and read to our children.
Are we more productive, though, since we're multitasking all the time?
You know, the easy thing would be to say, no, we aren't more productive, because we all have a suspicion that if you do three things at once, you can't concentrate fully on any one of them. And surely the people who really get things done are people who are able to focus for long periods of time on a single task. We worry about our attention span. We worry that as a culture we have a kind of attention deficit disorder, and we're right to worry about that. Still, it's also true, I think, that we are more productive collectively, that a lot of businesses that have sped up and forced their workers to speed up have managed to become, in some economic sense, more productive. And as consumers of in a complex economic culture, we depend on that productivity, and we can't really go back. I believe, for example, that the computer has made us more productive in many areas of our lives. That is not to say that the computer is an unalloyed good thing, or for that matter, that being productive is a good thing.
Why, James Glick, Do we live faster and faster, do you think? It's clearly by choice. We could stop if we wanted to. We could slow down.
Maybe we could. We certainly try. And the world is now full of counter-revolutionary movements, if you will. For example, there's literally a thing called the slow food movement, which is dedicated to the proposition that we ought to slow down and eat slowly so that we can appreciate what we're eating. And then it turns out, of course, that they have a website and they use email too. So they're not slowing down everything in their lives because, well, you can't. I think the answer to the question is partly that we speed up because we can, and we get a visceral thrill from speed. And when we were kids, we liked zooming down a snowy hill on a sled, and the faster the better. And some of that visceral feeling is still a part of our psychological makeup.
Gives us a rush.
It gives us a rush, exactly. The word rush is, well, it's perfect. It's what it is.
But you write somewhere something a little deeper. You say that we're rushing around like this so that we know we exist and we won't be alone.
I do feel in the end, and I don't want to oversell this feeling, but it's what I came to think, that a lot of our obsession with speed is, in a way, a fear of death. Because after all, we have a limited amount of time. You started by asking me if there were still just 24 hours in the day, and there are. We also have a finite lifespan, and it's hard to talk about the limited time span we all face without also talking about death.
James Glick's 1999 book is called Faster, The Acceleration of Just About Everything. In it, he tracks the way the nature of time has changed in human history, and not always for the better. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
Next Thursday, Morning Edition series on time continues with a couple who've been married for almost 50 years. Married time, overtime, and how it changes.